720 WGN. Mike Steven filling in for Nick DiGilio this morning. Happy to be here with you. 312-981-7200 is the phone and the text number here in the studio. This coming weekend, it is Father's Day. That snuck up on us, didn't it? About that. And maybe you're wondering what the heck you should get dear old dad or your husband. That's the question I think a lot of us face, you know, every year. What should I get my mom for Mother's Day, my dad for Father's Day? Well, Therese O'Neill recently wrote an article called A Father's Day Gift Guide for Clever Kids for TheWeek.com. She is here with us this morning on WGN. Therese, nice to talk to you.
Hi, Teresa. It looks like Teresa. It's Teresa.
But it's Teresa. Okay. I'm still Mike. You can still call me Mike.
Hi.
So this article, A Father's Day Gift Guide for Clever Kids, tell us why you decided to write this article, first of all.
I have a thing about gift giving, especially for men, especially for dads.
Mm-hmm.
They are the hardest people to buy for because they tend to have really narrow, specific areas of interest. Like my dad, years ago, was ham radio. And they know more about what they need or what they like than you're ever going to know. Like, I'm 37, and I don't know what ham means in ham radio. And I research for a living. I still don't know. Anyway, they tend to buy what they need when they need it.
Yeah.
Instead of us giving them the boring stuff or coffee mugs that have rude flatulence jokes on them. And that's, you know, it's not good enough. When, I guess it was 2001, I used the internet for the first time to buy something. I got a 1950s crystal radio set from eBay.
Okay.
And for the first time ever, my dad opened that present and was like, he was happy, really happy. He had it as a kid, and he used to sneak up, you know, under his covers in the 40s and listen to the Grand Ole Opry, you know, so his parents would know, and because they were German immigrant farmers, so that was very strict. And he put it together that day, and he told all his friends on the ham radio that he had it, and that just triggered something in me. And now we have the whole world at our disposal to buy gifts, and gifts show we're paying attention to dads.
Yeah.
And so we should use it. And most dads are going to fall into one of the categories I wrote about.
That's true, and we'll get into those categories in just a second. But you're right, I think, Teresa, that you know, as a guy, whenever it's Christmas or my birthday or now Father's Day, I'm a new dad, I just think, you know, people will ask, well, what do you want for Christmas or what do you want for your birthday? And I think, I don't know, I just, if I need something, I go out and I buy it. You know, I'm not used to getting gifts all the time. So I totally understand what you're saying when you make that statement that, you know, dads will, if they need something, we'll just go out and we'll buy it. I totally get that. But that being said, the article, A Father's Day Gift Guide for Clever Kids on TheWeek.com, features some pretty cool stuff. Now, if let's say you're an adventure kind of guy, okay? You're an adventure dad. Yeah. What do you think? What's on the list for an adventure dad?
This one I found on, there's this site called Etsy, and it comes off like arts and crafts, but that's like calling Mount Everest a toboggan run. Anything you can imagine, somebody's created and built and made. And that, if you go there and you type in their search box, it's Etsy.com, Etsy.com.
Yep.
Taxidermy. Just put it in the search bar. They have little ducklings that have been shaped so they passed out from drinking too much gin, and they have hipster goat heads. And I don't know what a hipster goat head is, but trust me, they have hipster goat heads.
Okay.
And what I found there was a real life piranha, and it just said everything to me. I mean, men have this weird thing of putting fish on their walls. Well, if you're going to put a fish on your wall, a live African piranha, from the Amazon River, can you beat that?
Wow. So Etsy, just type in taxidermy. You can find the red-bellied piranha for your dad.
You can.
Yeah. Yeah, you can put a piranha on the wall. Forget about the regular fish. Now, here's something that's near and dear to my heart. For the Trekkie dad, for the dad who maybe likes sci-fi or Star Trek.
I need to stop you there, Mike. It's Trekker, actually.
See, here's the deal. As someone who is a fan of Star Trek, I've always heard Trekkie, and then I don't know, a few years ago I heard Trekker, and I'm thinking to myself, that doesn't sound right. But hey, look, all I know is I love Star Trek, Trekkie Trekker, weird guy, that's me. What do you have for the Trekker Trekkie dad?
Okay, well, first we're going to go useful. Set phasers to chill at thinky.com, and it is a remote control. And it's a really good one. It does not just TV. It does all your little, all the man stuff you guys like, sound systems and the what have you. And it's not cheap, but it's cool. It's really cool.
Okay, so it's a phaser remote control.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Set phasers to chill. It's old school, too. It's not next generation. It's Kirk all the way.
Old school.
And you can shoot at your screen anywhere you want. It's really cool.
Okay.
For $150, but it's worth it.
What if your dad is into the 80s, Teresa?
No, my husband's in his early 40s, and he had a really hard time letting go of the 80s. So I wrote this for him. Let's see. I found this awesome, it's called the iCade Arcade Cabinet for iPad. And it's like a miniature version of the old-fashioned arcade controls with the joystick and the button. You set your iPad in the cradle, and you can play, and it comes with the games. And you can play the, what did they play back then? Space Invaders and
sure.
Pac-Man and
Tetris.
Galactica. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have Tetris, because that's special for Nintendo. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah. And that, and you know, that'll help ease somebody, you know, away from the 80s into the 21st century, maybe. They seem gentle.
Mm-hmm.
And the same game, there's like the, you can get them a Sony Walkman case, which is hard to find. But ever since the movie Guardians of the Galaxy came out, there's been a big popularity thing for a Sony Walkman case for your smartphone and area headphones, which are hard to find anymore.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. So the Sony Walkman case for your smartphone kind of makes your smartphone look like a Walkman. And then the headphones, like the small little wire metal band with the foam.
Orange puffy foam. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they used to break all the time when you were little.
Yeah. That's right.
But it's really, I find it comforts him.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, you know.
We got time for just one more here. Now, let's just say you're the everyman kind of guy, okay? Let's just say we're not going to get specific here. What's a good just overall gift for dad if you're stuck on something, you're not quite sure what to get him? For every dad, what's something that fits into that category?
That one's easy. That is the little divinity frame. Your little kids are going to give you so many beautiful little drawings and handprints and all these sweet little things all through the years. And you've got a little one now, so it's probably going to sit in with little footprints, and it's going to keep going, and you're going to run out of room. And there's the little Da Vinci. It allows you to not only replace the current picture,
uh-huh.
so, you know, the latest, most beautiful art can go in front, but it lets you store all the rest in the back. And so when you get it full, you can, like, put it in a little folder or something and put it in your memories box. And in 20 years, your kids will find it. And, you know, oh, my gosh, Dad saved these. And it's just really sweet.
That's really cool. That's called the little Da Vinci frame.
Yes. Oh, and one more thing.
Yes.
And there's a site I found called Totally Out of Hand. What they do is they take your kids' little drawings, like their doodles, their crayon drawings, and they turn them into metal so that they can be cufflinks or keychains.
Really?
So you're, you know, if your dad, if your kid draws a cute little picture of dad and him holding hands or something, you get to carry it forever as a little keychain.
That's really
it's
cool.
Really sweet.
Yeah, that site is called Totally Out of Hand. They can reproduce crayon as metal, so that can be turned into dad's cufflinks or a keychain. The entire list is at theweek.com. The article is called A Father's Day Gift Guide for Clever Kids, and the author is Teresa O'Neill. Teresa, thanks for talking to us about these really cool ideas for Father's Day. I think you've helped some of us out because maybe we were in a bind or a rut when it comes to gift giving. And have a great Father's Day celebration this weekend.
Thank you so much for having me, and congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks. Yeah, maybe I'll My kid's not drawing yet, but maybe I'll get some cool cufflinks or something out of his spit up or something. I'm not quite sure, but we'll see.
Teresa, that's a devoted daddy.
That is a devoted daddy. Yes, you're absolutely right, Teresa. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Mike Steven in for Nick DiGilio right here on 720 WGN.